The Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Patrick Tembila, has challenged the public to abide by the laws of the country. He said the police will deal with anybody who takes the law into his or her own hands, irrespective of the person's social standing. DCOP Tembila also appealed to stakeholders to ensure a smooth voter registration. He spoke to George Ankara.
The challenges I'm facing now is like a general character or culture of people in respect of not reporting issues to the police, but delay reports to some people. It will come to us as a third-party report before you move on. All evidence has been tampered with. I will wish that everybody should know that in this modern times, there's no need to take the law into your own hands. Somebody says somebody has gone wrong, so I'm also going wrong to correct you. Two wrongs doesn't make a right. Always that the role of the police ensure peace and security will be respected by all. And for that matter, people should recourse to the police and assist the police to actually look into the matter. There's a need to use modern mechanisms or tools in conflict resolution rather than resorting to unlawful means. So if the general public feels that if there's an issue, there's a need to look for stakeholders, engage them, discuss the issue, and then take the appropriate processes under the law to seek redress, I think we will all be free. Then the police will have the chance to support everybody to ensure that we really triumph in under our democratic process.
Mr. Tembila, you were one of the officers who visited the Oblogo chief's murder site about 2-3 weeks ago now. Are you making any inroads in arresting the culprits?
We have arrested a lot of people. We did arrest about 8 and handed them over to the homicide unit of the CID headquarters. And they are interviewing them, and out of the interviews, I'm sure more arrests will be made. It is now with the homicide unit, and I don't know the status of the matter now. I will be linking up with them today to have the current status so that I can talk much on that. But I know a lot more arrests have been made and will be made to really get to the bottom of them.
Is there any other thing that you want to talk about which I have not asked you?
Yeah, what I will say is that the registration exercise is on the 3rd, 5th now, level the 3rd and 4th. We are appealing to everybody to know the ground rules and play to that. We wish that people will not use any unlawful means in challenging anybody. You don't need to attack the fellow. You don't need to hit the street to demonstrate. But you need to actually feel a challenge from feeling that you can also report to your party hierarchy. And even the IPAC is there, the Inter-Party Advisory Committee. You make an input there. If it is acceptable by all the parties that make up the committee, you take it on board and then link up with the appropriate stakeholder and to seek redress. And these are democratic processes, so I pray that everybody will do his best to abide by the law. Ghana is a very respectful country, and we owe the duty to all assist the government to project that sort of image that we have carved for ourselves.
Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Patrick Tembila, talking to George Ankara.